How many Christians does it take to change a light bulb? Charismatics, one, hands are already in the air. Pentecostals, one, to change the bulb, and nine, to pray against the spirit of darkness. Presbyterians, none. Lights will go on and off at predestined times. Mormons, one man to change the bulb and four wives to tell him how to do it. Baptists, at least 15. One to change the light bulb, three committees to approve the change, and to decide who brings the potato salad and the fried chicken. How many Baptists, former Baptists? We have a lot of former Baptists here. Does that sound about right? Unitarians, we choose not to make a statement either in favor of or against the need for a light bulb. However, if in your own journey you have found that light bulbs work for you, you are invited to write a poem or compose a modern dance about your light bulb for the next Sunday service, in which we will explore a number of light bulb traditions, including LED, incandescent, fluorescent, three-way, long life, and tinted, all of which are equally valid paths to luminescence. Episcopalians, three. One to call the electrician, one to mix the drinks, and one to talk about how much better the old one was. And finally, Amish, what's a light bulb? There are many things we can take for granted in the West, and one of them is light. It's often only when we find ourselves in darkness, when the electricity goes out, when a light bulb grows dim, when the sky is cloudy, when the days are shorter and the nights longer, when we lose our job or don't get a job we wanted, when someone we love is ill or dies, when the world that we thought we knew feels turned on its head, that we realize how much we miss the light. At all these times, we long for light. Our readings, our opening prayer, and even the beautiful procession of light we had this morning that really brought tears to my eyes as we are singing in longing, O come, Emmanuel. All of these things are full of light imagery. The reading from Isaiah exhorts God's people to walk in the light of the Lord. The opening prayer or collect and the second reading from Romans talk about putting on the armor of light. What does light signify spiritually, and why is light imagery so important throughout the 4 weeks of Advent, this season, or this morning, and every Sunday, another light, another candle on our Advent wreath will be lit till we come to Christmas and the Christ candle is finally lit. The armor of light is an interesting juxtaposition of metaphors. Armor usually points to warfare or battle, while light points to illumination or seeing things clearly, or in a new way. In the New Testament, including today's Romans passage, light means Jesus Christ. By saying, put on the armor of light, rather than just put on light, Paul seems to be implying that inhabiting God's life and priorities are not something done simply or easily. If we desire to be Jesus' followers, perhaps it's not enough to simply say, I love the light, I will look for the light, or I will try to live in the light. Instead, Jesus' light is something that we need to participate in, stand up for, and protect when necessary. Further, armor points towards something Episcopalians don't talk about a lot, spiritual warfare. In the Bible and in the Bible and other Christian traditions, there is more acknowledgement of the people and the forces that work against God and God's purposes. Evil usually involves abuse, hoarding, an absence of justice, and an absence of what Galatians calls spiritual fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, forbearance, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Evil people and forces are not just a nuisance, but a threat, requiring vigilance and sometimes resistance. It's easy to be fearful of people and things that don't honor and acknowledge God and God's people. Many of us long for life as God intended, a community of people from every race and nation living in communion with God and one another, the flourishing of all people, not just a few. Care for the most vulnerable, care for the earth, and swords turned into plowshares, like the vision appearing in today's reading from the prophet Isaiah. In this recent election, fear surfaced on both sides, and that is understandable. But I want to remind all of us, including myself, of the opening words from John's prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. God is present and working in our midst, even in difficult times and circumstances. Even in the midst of a brutal period of history, a poor baby was born on the margins of the Roman Empire, and that baby became a man who gave light and life to everyone around him, and is the reason that we're here today. God's light is always burning and will always illuminate a way forward if we make time to pray, discern, listen, and learn. God's faithfulness may look different from what we imagine, but God will never abandon God's people. I am grateful that God's armor is composed of light rather than metal. God will not only help us put on the armor of light, but keep it on when life gets challenging. We must put on Christ, as we did at our baptism, and wear Christ daily through our words and actions, even and especially when God leads us into conversations and situations we would rather avoid. During the 4 weeks of Advent, we are challenged to wait upon God and to be aware of the presence of God in our midst. Each year we come to Advent where we wait in hope for the birth of the Christ child. Our liturgy and music express deep longing for Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Even though in Advent the days get progressively shorter and the darkness more often surrounds us, we know that we will never be without light, no matter how dim it may get. And in the end, light will always triumph over darkness. This is God's unfailing promise. Amen.